that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, that old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel,
that old wheel,
gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel.
Has rolled around again. Good morning. It is Saturday, May 18th, 2013, and this is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And we welcome you to it here on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. And we'll welcome everybody in. We welcome you, the remnant, and we say good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And Kyle's not with us this morning. He was feeling a little under the weather today, and so he's going to see if he can't recuperate so that he's a little bit feeling a little bit better with us. But we're here. We've got our Bibles. We've got a few things to share with you this morning, just some of the things that are going on. And we'll sure start off with a word of prayer. And Jason, we'll ask you if you would open up for us.
Well, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask for your blessing upon this broadcast. We ask that you guide us and direct us in all that comes out of our mouth. We pray that this broadcast is pleasing to you, and we want it to be beneficial to the saints. We want it to be a blow to the snakes, and we just ask for your working of the Holy Spirit to come down upon us here and your people out there, and just continue to work in the hearts and minds of your people, Father. We pray that you just guide us and direct us in all that we do, and bless the hands that are, the labors that we do, and just make them fruitful. We call for all these things to be done in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And there is certainly no lack of things to pray for. No lack of
or
things
against.
That or against, absolutely, of what's going on. But I thought we'd start out this morning with just an update on the prayer and fasting that we've called for. And we've just had a fantastic response to that. It's been a great opportunity to talk with many of the remnant as they have called in and gotten their names on the calendar to make sure that they were participating in the prayer and fasting. And again, we've just asked for, you know, members of the body of Christ to take a day or more if they want, but at least a day to pray, to fast. And, you know, today was open. We had one person on it up until about almost about a week ago, and then the day just filled right up. And looking at the calendar, the entire month of May has done that, the rest of it. At least two, sometimes four, five, six, sometimes husband, wives have taken a day. And so we're just, again, we give the glory to God. We're thankful that this has happened. We do still have some dates in June that are open and available, so we'll put that out. And we had several call this last Thursday after they heard the Wednesday night prayer meeting and filled in a lot of the dates. And so there's still just a few dates that we'd like to fill in to make sure that we have at least two or three members of the body of Christ that are taking a day to pray and to fast, to draw near to God, to cry out to God as the prophets of old did for the need for repentance and repenting. Repenting of our personal sins and repenting for the nation and for the people in general, for the sins that we've committed, in doing our best to turn back to God, to turn back to His ways. And you know, regardless of what's going on in the land, regardless of what the leaders promote and push and proclaim, and standing on that, that is for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I think that's where it has to start. And it sure seems like we're seeing that again starting. So if you would, we've still got a couple weeks in May and the first 9 days in June that we're calling for a prayer and fasting. So if you'd like to participate in that, you can contact us here at the office. If you want to send an email, the email address is preacher@sfaw.org. And you can also call us at the office, 307-742-7582. Call during the week. We'll be here. If you call on the weekends, you'll get the answering machine, but that's okay. We'll get back in touch with you. And so we're just wanted to start out giving a good update on that. Well, time for me to take a sip of coffee. I'll turn it over to you guys.
Yeah, there is definitely exciting times, and there are people that are waking up, and that's exciting and encouraging. It was kind of interesting because this week was Colorado sheriffs sued the state over the new gun control laws, and they had 54 of the Colorado's 62 elected county sheriffs. They filed a lawsuit in federal court against the state. And this just happened on Friday, in effect overturned the two gun control bills that are set to go into effect on July 1st. And, first time that, 54, you got 54 out of 62, that's pretty good, I'd say that's pretty good odds.
That's a majority, definitely. 54
and,
out of 62.
We'll see what happens with that, but it's, this is what the people are wanting, and that, it's interesting because that you look at just the way that the governments are set up, and that's the final say over a group of people in an area.
Sheriff, yeah,
and
got a lot of authority.
Yeah, they got a lot of authority, and a lot of people don't have any idea how much authority the sheriff does have. But we've got this is what the people are wanting. This is what the sheriffs are wanting, and they're gonna do it. It's just, you can see how there's such a rat race. Well, the governors are going, this is what people want, or this is, he's like, the governor, he'll get up there and say, this is what the people want. This is what my office is here, and we're going to go ahead and pass this gun control legislation. And now they're fighting it because the sheriff's department's coming back and saying, no, this is not what the people want.
Right. Right.
And you just see that that controversy back and forth, where, it's one way or the other. Either the people are for it or they're against it. They're not, they're not for it 1 minute and against it the next. You know, this is one of those issues that you don't run into people. They're either hot or they're cold. They're hot for one side of the bill, or they're cold on the other side of the bill. But it's you know.
But Jason, don't you know that this is a government of the people for the people? Come on.
Oh yeah, I know.
You know, there's a lot of similarities to all of these court cases going on to the fight that the church had. I mean, Dad stood boldly against that Amendment 2 thing here in Fort Collins, and it went to a vote of the people, and the people overwhelmingly said no. And what happened? The city council said, well, we think this is what's best for Fort Collins. And they were going to go ahead and pass it anyways. Well, there was people in the community that actually went out and got 50,000 signatures or whatever it was to overturn them. And it never was passed, and it still hasn't been passed to this day. But the problem is probably worse things have in the, you know, late hours of the evening. So,
yeah. And that's, yeah, very interesting.
I guess they don't have it quite sewn up as much as they think they do. You know, they've tried to liberalize this state of Colorado, and it used to be a conservative state. And I think the people, for the most part, still are. It's just those people who have infiltrated, those terrors, have got into positions of authority and think that they're going to rule over those people who are still conservative, God-fearing people. And I got news for them. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, and I think that a lot of our people, you know, you look at our people, they're drawn away from that part of society, whereas these aliens that have infiltrated and taken those oaths of office, they're the ones that are drawn to it. It's an instinct for them to gravitate to those positions of authority,
right.
and it's you know, it's instinct in us to stay away from the courts. I mean, if at all possible, be at peace with all men. You know, that's what Scripture says, and it says, you know, talks about staying out of court. When how many scriptures do we have about what do you got to do? You know, if you got to stay out of court, you know, and your neighbor says you do whatever it takes to stay out of court.
That's right.
Do you want your coat? Give me your shirt. Yep.
Exactly. And our people are instructed to stay out. And that instructs us to stay out of that system. You know, at whatever it does, we don't gravitate towards it. They
right.
do. You know,
exactly.
And we're talking about they and us. And they've went there because it's on our heart to stay away from those positions. So we stay away from those positions. It's on their heart to go to those positions. They go to those positions, and what do? They pass laws upon us, and they
right.
put a burden upon us.
We already have a government and a king.
Exactly. And that's where we need to, you know, we'll get back to, you know, and you think about these, you know, just the differences between the mindset of the people had at the revolution time. It's just, it's amazing. And we've been hit on so many fronts. And we've got so many people out there that are just completely docile to this, to everything that's going on around them, and they just have no idea what it's like. It's like they can't get mad. They can't get upset about it. You know, they want to. They'll might maybe talk about it a little bit, and that's if you're lucky. You can find somebody that wants to talk about some of these things. But for the most part, they just don't even want to hear it.
Yeah. What's interesting though is you can see when we started praying the pistol and rifle prayer and exposing D.C. for what it is with D.C. street sorcery and stuff, you can see how the confusion has set in, and even the Democrats now are starting to throw each other under the bus. It's exciting times.
Yeah.
What, three major scandals just this week are being exposed?
Yes, the rifle and pistol prayer are definitely showing the effect, the wanted effect that was our desire when they came out. And that is to let the enemy's sorceries cease and for the spells to be broken. And that, we like you said, John, we see that happening. You know, even back to the Sandy Hook, it's evident that what they wanted to happen has not happened. Now, many things have happened, but it's not near to the degree that they wanted, because on many people, the spell's been broken. many people are going, wait a minute, Grandma. You know, with those big teeth and big ears and drones and everything you got, why, you ain't Grandma. And the people are waking up to that. Seems like we heard...
says that nothing that's been done in darkness will not be brought to light. And that's
right.
The truth. We know that that's
right.
The truth. You know, and they've been scandaling, and they've been able to get by on with a lot of these things. But the thing is that there's people that are stepping up, and they're stepping out of there, and they're revealing these things. You know, they call them whistleblowers. But, you know, I think that's the way a lot of these things are going to happen, is God's going to put it on their heart that this is wrong. Hey, what they're doing here is not right. And, you know, that hard heart that they had has been hit with something, struck with something, and they're starting to change. And they're like, nope, yep, this is right. I'm going to do whatever it takes. Because a lot of those people, I mean, you know, they could be facing the death penalty. I mean, in the sense of, you know, some of these scandals that have been taking place, there's been people that have been killed for a lot less. I mean, how many people did Bill Clinton have in his cabinet? And... you know, they ended up committed suicide with a .44 mag to the back of the head while they were tied up. I mean,
yeah, or, you know, crashing into
that
a
didn't
mountain.
Make any...
yeah,
exactly.
Yep. Interesting times we're living in. Sometimes
it
seems like it's hard to know how to pray, though. You know, in some ways you want to hasten the day of the Lord, but you know there's Bible passages that tell you that we're not really to do that. And
yeah, we're to be anxious for nothing. And the thing is, we got to remember, I mean, think that you can do it. You can always do all right if you just continue to pray that in the Lord's time, you know, and
right.
With the, you know, you want the Lord to be in control and not, you know, man or these sons of the devil,
right.
You know, because
the Lord's
they're
will
gonna
be
plot,
done. That's what I pray.
They're going to plot against us and our people all the time. That's
right.
What they do. They
it's
steal,
what they do.
They kill, they destroy. So if you come against them in their plot, you know, that's a win-win situation.
Right.
Just, and there is so many things changing. You know, it's like, you know, they got, you know, it, but you look at it as a whole, it's their system's failing. You know, it's, it ain't working, and it ain't going to work. It can't go on for a whole lot longer.
No.
It's impossible.
It seems like they're pulling out all the stops, too, right now. I don't know if you guys saw that article I sent you on the 853-page immigration bill.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Gang of Eight, hidden deep inside that is the national ID card.
Yep.
Yeah, and they've tried that before, you know, and they, again, we know our enemy does this. You know, they work generationally, and they work in steps. You know, they've already got all the states complying with the federal driver's license law, and they do these things in steps. And I remember I was at the driver's license place when I have a driver's license, you know.
I choose your battles.
That's right. But and I remember being in there and asking the one man that works in there, I think in the entire building, got in there early one morning So there weren't, you know, 14 people of Latino descent in there with one English translator trying to get their license as you get in there in some afternoons. And I'm sure you guys have it in Colorado like that all the time. But I asked him, I said, what is the, you know, why do we have to have, you know, your state birth certificate and all these forms of ID and residency and all that? And he said, oh, it's for our safety. It's for our safety, because when we get it, when we issue a driver's license, that is, you know, now that is the ID, and people can go get mortgages and go borrow money and do all this stuff with this. And this is, you know, and he said that this is how you apply. You have to have this to apply for government benefits and all that. And you could tell he just
bought into it.
Had bought into it, you know. And
they don't tell you. Well, how do these illegal Mexicans that are coming in and getting driver's license
for free? Yeah,
do they use their state birth certificate to get their driver's license?
No, they don't. I remember sitting in there one time and over the it was a person that didn't speak English overtaking the test on the computer, and there's a guy standing beside him interpreting for him. You know, now who's to say the guy's not nobody else in there spoke English? Who's to say the guy's just not giving him the answer? And then, and that's what I mean about the dozen Latinos standing around in there. And then the lady that works there, I hear her ask, okay, so where were you born? And this guy that is talking to her as an interpreter, whatever they say, and he comes back and says, Denver. And it was like, yeah, right. You know, that guy didn't even speak English. And he was 30 years old.
And this is in Wyoming.
Yeah, this is to get a driver's license.
Oh, man.
And so the lady puts it down. She says, do you have a birth certificate? He interprets, no. She says, okay, and just keeps right on going. And
Caucasian, it would have stopped.
Right? I guarantee you. Well, I once he was done and out of there, then I'm next. Do you have your four forms of ID, your state-issued birth certificate that has to have the state-embossed, registered seal that you have to write back to the state you were born in and send them $14 and wait 2 weeks and they'll send you a copy, and proof of your Social Security number, and two forms of residency. And so I had two of the same kind of forms of residence. She says, oh, no, we need two different kinds. You're absolutely right. It's called reverse discrimination. And the alien that's here among us goes higher and higher and gets preferential treatment, and we go lower and lower. And it was interesting to see that, and it was encouraging too. So, I mean, you get frustrated at first, but then if you read the word, you understand that those things, they happen because it validates the Bible. It shows us that what was written down thousands of years ago, what was prophesied would happen, what happened before, is upon us once again. And it validates also that we are His. And shows that it's us and not the Israelites that are the people that the Bible talks about, that are the people of the Bible, the people of promise. And so it is, even when we have these testing moments come upon us, we have to look at it and see them for what they are, that they are the word coming true, and that they are validations that just once again say, no, what all these Judeo-Christian churches push, that we have to love the Jew, and that they're God's chosen people, and all, nope. It disproves every bit of that if we will but have eyes to see it and ears to hear it when it's put out on the airwaves like this.
Yeah, I think another major thing that happened this week is they found out about the AP wiretaps, and phone calls being recorded and everything, looking for those whistleblowers, in the Obama administration. And that was... that really set them on fire because, those are the ones that probably 80% of them protect the administration. But it's neat to see them turning on each other. Yeah, and that the other crazy thing is, have you heard anything about the Boston bombing? No, you don't hear nothing about it.
No, because
it's an Islamic
right. It's a new
terrorist.
It's a new week. And that was the flavor of the week 2 weeks ago. But now
If it was a white supremacist or if it
oh,
was...
Oh, sure. They'd be calling for the death penalty already. Right.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right. And so, see, there again, it's those things are not happening like they wanted to. This AP wiretaps and whatnot that you're talking about. And that's been going on. It's just now coming to light. And the IRS scandals, how they were targeting right-wing conservative groups and Christian groups and whatnot. And, the Benghazi cover-up has blown back up in their face and come back up on them. And you're right, John. The Boston bombing, from headlines, it was this. And then there was a Saudi Arabian caught at an airport with a pressure cooker. how stupid.
Yeah.
They know the people are to believe that kind of stuff. And then, you know, the same thing in Texas. The, you know, who, it just, the desired effect is not.
Like the dog's going on right now, though.
It is.
That Benghazi thing was really heating up, and to a point where it was going to cause damage. And all of a sudden, you know, they don't mind sacrificing some of their own. Oh, if it costs us a couple IRS agents or something, but it gets the people's mind off of what, you know, is really going on. We see wag the dog going on all the time.
We do. And they know the people's attention span is only so long, or actually so short. And so when they can blast them with, and literally blast them with Boston bombing, blast them with Texas bombing, blast them, oh, Benghazi comes up, oh, no, and then all of a sudden it's IRS, and then the AP, and so it's like, you know, Monday, it'll be something else.
Yeah.
It'll be something else, and it's like the old Wizard of Oz movie. You got the little guy behind the curtain pulling all the strings and levers, and it's, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. You know, make sure you look on the big screen. And they had a big screen there in the late 1930s in that first color movie, The Wizard of Oz. They had the big screen up there, and that's what they wanted you to focus on. You know, look at look at the great and terrible Oz, and pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. See, Pastor taught us, they have rules of warfare that they have to follow. They have to tell us what they're going to do, or what they have done, or what they want to do. And they told us many things in that Wizard of Oz movie, but one of the things was, pay attention to the big screen, and pay no attention to the man behind the curtain pulling the levers and whistles and making these things happen. And it's the same way today.
What we're talking about is like it ain't working right now.
That's right. It's not.
Because, you might say that it's just the man behind the screen, but... You know, if they had it their way and the man behind the screen had it their way, a lot of these things wouldn't be being brought to light right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they don't intend for them to be. You know, you think that the IRS wants to be made out as a racist or organization, which is exactly what they are, a racist, you know, two-sided organization. You know, they've taken sides, you know, and who knows who's behind it? They say that it was some people that didn't have proper education on the laws or whatever. They were instructed to do what they did. They were instructed to get the Obama administration nigger baby fund for Africa pushed through in 34 days. And, you know, I mean, it don't just happen that way. And they were also instructed to target anybody that was a Christian organization, a patriotic organization, and you know,
it's funny is I don't know if you've seen this or not, but that the gal who heads it up, you know, they just put her in charge of the Obamacare IRS thing with 16,000 new agents and everything else, but she's received over $108,000 in bonuses. Well, those bonuses, anything over $20,000 or something like that has to be approved by the president, so he can say all he wants that, you know, he had no knowledge of it. But the comical thing is that all this stuff is being exposed.
Right. And we know when he says that he didn't know anything about it, that he's neck deep in it.
Yeah.
Right.
And, everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie.
Sure.
There's no doubt about it.
Sure. And Jason, I agree with you, right? The things are not working out like they wanted. You know, the curtain is being parted, and the people are seeing the spells being lifted on at least a remnant of the remnant, that they're seeing that, you know, what comes out on the big screen and what comes out in the news and in the print, in the paper and the magazines, is just not so. It seems like it is, and it sounds good, you know, but it's not. It's not.
No, it's not. And that's exciting when you see things like that, because I believe that that's how Babylon falls. You know, if you read the story of the fall of Babylon, you know, it's them turning into another other. It's that confusion setting in. And it's you take a Babylonian society, you know, full of Babylonians, and is one Babylonian fighting another Babylonian until the system comes crashing down. And that's the way that it should be. You know, I mean... as far as this IRS, you know, going, this IRS whole organization has been having nothing but problems for about 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, where, you know, they're going to reap what they sow. How many problems have they sowed in other people's lives, you know, for you know, the past 70 years?
Unjustly, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, that's an organization that, praise the Lord, when it comes crashing down, you know, it's, and hopefully it'll just be, you know, them turning against their own, mm-hmm. and fighting and fighting and fighting, and you know, until, what are they going to do? You know, I mean, we've seen, this, I think it was this week, maybe it was last week, but there was a couple of the public schools announced that they were closing the doors until further notice because of lack of funding. You know, and
praise God.
You know, yes. Praise the Lord for that.
Oh, you had that going on in Chicago here in the Chicago area not too long ago. They were talking over 100 schools. Now, that's been about 3 or 4 weeks ago, that they were closing down this year and not reopening for the next public school year for that very reason. Oh, we just don't have the funding. And of course, the people are outraged because they look at it as daycare. And And you're right. It's a huge. It is like their house of cards is starting to tumble.
Yeah. Well, the Lord sits in heaven and he scoffs and laughs at them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. This is him, but it's like, you know, just like that whole IRS issue, that fear issue that they engender in the public at large, and they're taught that through the public education system to fear that group, and that's how they gain power. You know, they. And when you begin to remove that and see them squabbling and doing things that are unjust and unfair, that diminishes them.
Yes.
Yeah, we came across a... Go ahead, Tim.
No, that's okay. That was it.
Well, and I think that... Go ahead, John.
We came across a video here, I don't know, a month or so ago called Indoctrination. And, man, I tell you what, it does the best job I've ever seen of exposing... all the way from the beginning, the socialist, communist, progressive agenda to indoctrinate your children. And not only that, their goal is to remove your children from Christianity.
Yes.
Even if the mother and father are good, strong Christians, God-fearing people, they're doing everything they can to turn that child not only against the parents, but against God.
Amen.
Well, yeah, when it, like Horace Greeley, who started that movement originally, I mean, that was, and he was not good, if you study that, not good.
Horace Greeley? I don't think so, because he's the one that said you can't enslave
I got the wrong name then.
A Bible-reading people, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, and I think he was referring to that from a lot of the stuff that I've heard. Is he was referring to that as we got to get the Bible out of and get the fear of God out of people.
Might have been.
It could be.
Might have been. I know that quote is attributed to him, and he was a.
Where did I hear that lately?
Well, yeah.
Well, just because you decide to use the truth against
right.
people, I mean, they've done that in the Bible a lot, huh?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
And right, and you know, John mentioned that that video, and it's called Indoctrination.
And I want to see it.
Tim, I'm glad you said that. Let me tell you how you can do that.
Oh,
you can
right.
go to their website, Indoctrination, I think is what it's called, indoctrination.org or .com or something like that. You can Google it, and you can order it there. The ministry has purchased a few of them, and we have them available for loan, kind of like a SFA Netflix almost. And so if you'd like to
this is a little bit different, because if you get it and you don't return it, there'll be armed guards that will be dispatched to your house and it will be asked to be
yeah.
properly returned.
Yeah.
So if you're going to take it, be sure you return it.
Amen.
Or else.
Yeah, we can start a video library like that, but yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of good videos out there. And maybe
right.
that's where the Lord's leading it, so who knows.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one thing we've always been able to do is to have the DVD Church and the other, you know, the Roots video and things like that. God has provided this ministry and the guidance of the pastor and the things that he set up over years past to have those available at such a nominal cost that the people don't have to rent them. You know, if you want to go buy a movie, it's $40 even at Walmart to go buy one. You know, We can send you the Roots video, you know, for a donation of $5 or $8. And we've sent thousands of them out for free just to get the information out. Because the remnant that has returned, you make that possible. And even the DVD churches now, you know, we send hundreds of those out. We ask for an $8 donation, $8 offering for those to, because they aren't free. We have to buy them. We have to pay for the ink. We have to, you know, duplicate them and all that and mail them out. And so, you know, we almost have that set up already, but in a better way. Instead of having to, you know, to rent the Roots DVD or something like that, you know, it's affordable enough for people to order a dozen of them and pass them out. This indoctrination movie is not one that we did, but like John said, he came across it, and it does. It shows from the very beginning the socialist communist roots that, you know, the public education system in America, you know, started out with the Bible in the one-room schoolhouse, but it wasn't very long after that the communism and socialist outline and guidelines took over. And they are in full force today. So if you'd like that indoctrination DVD, write to us, give us a call, contact us, and we've got a couple that we can rotate in and out, and we can get it mailed to you for a week. But like Jason said, it's not a it's something you have to return, because we'll have other people wanting to see it as well. So something a little bit new, a little bit different here at SFA, but it is a powerful movie.
Yeah, if you want to buy it,
and it shows.
Nothing wrong with that, too, because
sure.
This is a God-fearing, white, Christian man and his family, a large family.
Yes, so. that put it together. And so if you go to the website, Indoctrination, you can see how you can purchase them. And, of course, there, the more you buy, the less expensive they are. And, you know, one other thing that we see that comes out of the public education system where God is outlawed and banned, and the name Jesus Christ is banned, and wanting to get together after school and read your Bible with another group of students is banned. This week in the news, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, reports that up to 1 in 5 children suffer from a mental disorder. And that's been rising. That number's been rising for more than a decade. So 20% of our children are diagnosed as having a mental disorder, a serious deviation from expected cognitive, social, and emotional development.
Yeah, but think about that. They play chess, we play checkers.
Right.
What did they just try to say, that if there's any sort of mental disability that they can't own guns?
Absolutely, and so this is a follow-up to that
right.
very thing. You know, then they go on and say that those children are more likely to have other chronic health problems like asthma, diabetes, and things like that. But the good news, mental health problems, they say, are diagnosable. And you're right, John. They can diagnose it. So take your child in, and we can say, yeah, he's got this or that. They're treatable. We'll put them on our drugs. We'll have a patient for life. Is what they say. And then I didn't get the printed out, but I saw it in the headlines on an alternative media site this week. Actually, somebody emailed it to me, that the ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is a hoax. That it's all it's just a hoax. It's something they just made up out of the air. Because
they're letters, aren't they?
They are. They are, because their public education system is failing, and it's just like we talked about. Oh, pay attention to the Boston bombing, then the Texas bombing, then Benghazi, then the IRS, then the AP, blah. And it's just one thing after another to keep your attention somewhere else instead of on the problem. And it's the same way in the public school system. They have to constantly come up with things, and being that they are poisoners, they're very good at it, and liars. And the ADHD is just one more in a long list of made up things.
You know what another name for ADHD is? Healthy children.
Yeah.
The other thing is, praise the Lord. John said, you know, they play chess, we play checkers, but you know, our Lord's a grandmaster. And
amen.
We were talking
we were talking about the confusion in the ranks, and there's two articles on the Newswire right now that are talking about how these psychiatrists are all just, I mean, they're just all over each other. The new, what is it, the desk reference that they use, they've said, we're not going to follow it, and now we've got the guy who wrote the reference coming out, one of the main guys on there. There's an article on there talking about he's come out and whistleblown on it and said, none of this stuff can be proven. It's right. Not a science. It's all just made-up stuff.
It is.
Smoke
and
mirrors.
Yeah. And it's made up by those of Esau.
Amen.
Esau. Yeah. Guys, the phone's ringing. What do you say we open up the phone lines? We've got a few minutes left here.
Let them sit on.
Oh, no, come on. We'll do that. We're not going to do that to them on Saturday morning.
I can order a DVD.
Maybe. Well, let's go to it and find out. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Wranglers. Dave here in Texas. And okay. I have a cup of coffee right now.
Well, good.
I have a question. I was looking on the calendar last night, and isn't Pentecost tomorrow?
Well, you know, we'd have to look it up and see, but it is right in this area. That's 50 days, and so it may be. I haven't. We haven't. That's, you know, that's one of the things we haven't sat down and kind of punched through.
Okay. Now, I was just wondering if the church was going to have a service on that day or.
Well, if it is tomorrow, we are having a church service. We do that every Sunday morning, and you know, we invite you there. I know you join us there, David, and many others do. And you can come to scriptures4america.org, click on the live video stream at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast, and join us for a church service, a scriptural insight and study, and some praise and worship music and singing and communion, and a Holy Spirit-inspired message. And so...
we'll be there. Just well, just had a thought come pop in my head. Just wanted to ask that.
Sure.
I always kind of look at Pentecost as a you get an echo. I try to get an idea of Pentecost being a tongue so everybody could understand it went everywhere, and it's kind of an everyday thing because we've got worldwide outreach. Shortwave radio to all languages and all people, and they're
Amen.
Good point. Good point. David, thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye. Okay. And we will open up the phone lines, 307-745-5913. This is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, and we're coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. This Saturday morning, May 18th, 2013, and just talking about what some current events and some trying to see them with some biblical eyes, some eyes to see and what's really going on. And as Jason had said, it's exciting times. We see the system turning on itself, and they do throw each other under the bus. And they are not beyond sacrificing some of their own. They don't love us, that's for sure. But, you know, they don't love their own either.
Nope.
They love themselves. And they love their money. And they love to be able to pull off what they do and then be able to tell it either as science fiction or as... some other type of fiction or lie, or put it out in a movie or a book, and then sit back and snicker and say, "Ha ha ha, we did this," and the goyim don't even understand. They don't know. But again, they do the desires of their father, the devil, and the spell that's been cast is being broken, and the people are awakening to this that's going on.
Yeah, what's interesting is, you know, Dad taught for years that there's no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, and people would fight him tooth and nail on that. Oh, yes, there is. You know,
right.
They have the laws. And boy, if it's not just 100% evident right now. It's amazing.
Amen.
And you look at, I don't know why I was surprised, but I was a little surprised that the churches, even the local churches here in town, you know, obviously they're Judeo-Christian, and they've decided who the head of their church is, the 501c3, but they won't even allow you to put any type of advertisement for Christian school or homeschool in their churches, just or to even show the people, you know, what the public school system is doing to their children. The churches won't. No. So, I mean, there's another example of whose side they're really on.
Right. Well, didn't the, I think it was maybe last year, year before, the was it the big Southern Baptist convention that they have down in the South? And they were going to propose that that their members leave the public school system.
Right.
And that made a bunch of news and stuff, and then all of a sudden, I think it just faded away. And I don't think
little money changed hands.
Yeah, I don't think that they ever followed through with that. Now again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe they ever did. So yeah, it sounds good, and they might get an inkling of truth that yeah, you do need to get out of the public education system, the public fool system, because it is just as we mentioned earlier, as this new DVD that's out entitled Indoctrination, it's just as it says. It is communist in nature. And that doesn't mean that there's not some good people in there that are teachers, that are administrators. It doesn't mean that. Many of them are part of the remnant. They just don't know it. They just don't know it. They bought into the lie of go to school, get your teacher degree. Oh, wait, you need a couple more years so that you have well over $100,000 worth of college debt. And then we'll give you a little teaching job at $26,000 a year. And you can, you know, work and get tenure and just toe the line and continue to teach what we tell you to teach. And, yeah, we understand you don't agree with it. You don't have to agree with it. Just teach it and pass the students and toe the line.
Yeah, but the problem is, too, there's a lot of whores galore in America.
Oh, absolutely. Know? And that's just what that describes.
That video exposes that, too.
It does.
Finally, there's those that get convicted that say, you know what, I can't do this anymore.
Right, right.
I'm not honoring my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by doing
this. And when they turn and begin to honor him, he honors them. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, Brother. It's Timmy from Maine. The whole public school system, there, in fact, the whole educational system ought to be scrapped. It's so communistic and anti-Christ in nature, there's nothing good about it.
Amen.
It's just man's wrong-headed approach to things by pointing a gun to somebody's head. And also, there's one figure in educational history that you rarely hear about. You hear about Madeline Murray O'Hare, but you almost never hear about Horace Mann from Massachusetts, who started truancy laws in 1852 in that wicked state, and he started that ball, Marx's ball rolling. Public schools.
Yeah, that's in that video, Timmy.
Right. Yeah, it is, Tim. That mention about that Horace Mann and is in. That's why it sounds familiar. It's in that indoctrination movie. So
significant role
it
he
is.
Played.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Man was a monster, Satanist, pedophile, communist, and Massachusetts degenerated after that. Truancy laws ought to be abolished. The whole public school system ought to be abolished.
It will be.
I deliver food three times a week to banger schools, and I want to stop doing it.
Amen.
I hate those child prisons. I pray that, you know, I get in and out of there safely.
Amen.
And that's it, brothers.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think it shows in the video, too. That it's the single one thing that 90% of those who call themselves Christians do. They put their children on those yellow buses every day and mm-hmm. send them basically into the pits of vipers and dens of serpents.
Yep.
And then you wonder, how can somebody as a Christian send their child to something like that, you know, when they kick God out of the school? You know, God
exactly.
is not allowed there on the premises. You know, I mean, they've had laws that you can't pray. You know, it used to be that they prayed in schools. It used to be that they had scriptures on the wall, but they could have the Ten Commandments in the schools.
Right.
You know, and you go down the list, and now it's, you know, they can't say a prayer, and you've got public schools that are, the teachers are having them write the name of Jesus Christ on a piece of paper, putting it on the ground and stomping on it.
Exactly.
You know, that's where we've gone. I mean, in talking about the terror sticking their heads up higher and higher, you know, and talk about that separation, that doesn't bring things to mind. You know, and let a person realize that, okay, I got to get my kid out of here. You know, what's it going to take?
Right.
You know, there's crazy arguments, though. People say, well, I can't afford it. Well, you can't afford not to homeschool. I mean, you may not be able to afford a Christian school or whatever. But the other interesting thing that you hear from people, which just blows your mind, is, well, I pay all these taxes. I can't just pull out of that. I got to use, you know, I got to get something for my money. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Insanity.
It
but
is.
That's the mentality of these people.
It is. It's the mentality of Egypt. It's the mentality of Egypt. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Richard?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, this is Cal.
Good morning, Cal.
Hey, Cal.
I'm reading the book on indoctrination. And on page 20 was one of the saddest stories I've read in probably most of my lifetime. It was the fella who was sitting across from the school he sent his son to that April morning.
Right, in Columbine.
Yeah, and his son's body is laying there.
You don't
sidewalk.
Even find out till the next morning.
And they would not allow him. He said, next morning we opened the newspaper and there was a picture of my son lying dead on the sidewalk.
Yep,
at the
with
Columbine
jeans and
High
a green shirt.
No police officer, no sheriff, no district attorney, nobody. They would not allow him. I'd been less than 300 yards from my son, Dan, but he was out of my field of vision, and I left him there lying for 27 hours.
Yeah.
You talk about heartbreak.
Yeah.
And all I can say is, remember we had gone past this, the easiest way to take care of this problem is just put your tongue against the top of your roof of your mouth and say, no.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
No, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, you need to watch that video, Cal. There's actually an interview with that father, and if it doesn't bring tears to your eyes, you better pray God softens your heart.
Oh, I bought the book and the video, and I sent the video to my brother, Don, that lives in Littleton, right across from that high school.
Good.
And, boy, I'll tell you, you want to get tears in your eyes, not only the video, but also get the book and read some of those stories. It's just how stupid we are that we don't realize what God says. We use words because Christ is the Word incarnate, made flesh and dwelt among us. So what does Satan use? He uses the Word against us.
Amen.
By lying with words. And it's a sad commentary, but I'm glad
sure
you guys are bringing it out on the radio.
They play chess and we play checkers, and if you look back into it, there was a brother, Sigmund Freud, that came into the U.S. back in, I believe, the 40s, and he converted the people in the United States from a society of needs to a society of wants.
Yes.
So when they get them competing with their neighbors, everybody's got to have a new car, you know, better than the Joneses, better than the neighbors. So these people have bought into this lie that they need all of these things. Well, they've put 110 cable TV channels and two new cars and a bigger house than their neighbor before their children.
Yes.
That's right. Well, boy, I'll tell you, we have the best thing to do is look in the Word of God and trust Him and do what He says. And it's a father's responsibility to train his children.
Amen.
And that's the name of that tune.
Amen.
And if you're walking with the Lord, then you better make sure that the people that are teaching your children love the Lord as much as you do.
Amen.
And to that, I say good morning, man.
Thanks, Cal.
Appreciate you, Cal. Thanks.
Good point. Always good to hear from Cal. I think we have time for one more call. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, guys. This is Valerie in Oklahoma.
Good morning, Valerie.
Hi. Hey, you all were talking about the indoctrination DVD, and I was just curious why we don't ever seem to hear anything anymore about God Save America Again or DC Street Sorcery. I think those are two of the most important documentaries that have ever been made, especially for our people.
Yes.
I was just...
The God Save
We still continue to send them out, quite a few of them, don't we?
Yes, we do. We still get orders for them. The websites are still up and active. And I think at this year's Branson...
The videos aren't working on the website. There's no videos on either website.
Okay. Well, we'll have to look at that and see what that is. But
yeah, it's been that way for quite some time. I was directing a lot of people to those websites until the videos disappeared, so I quit directing people to it because it kind of makes me look silly when they go there and there's nothing there for them to view. So,
It's interesting you mention that. We're actually just about to reveal a God Save America with 2 Chronicles 7:14 on the back T-shirt, and you know, there's only so much you can do, unfortunately, and there's only so many funds that are available. But absolutely, there's no excuse for that not being up on video, and I don't know. It may be that it's a link problem or something, but we just need to know about that. So if the remnant will let us know, we'll sure try to do our best.
Yeah, I emailed you about it, but I didn't get any response, so I just...
Well, I'm looking at the website right now, and the videos are playing just fine on the God Save America Again site.
Well, I went to it just a minute ago, and there's a play button and everything, but there's just a blank...
That's it playing right there when you hit play.
So you might have some kind of software blocking something on your computer.
Yeah, we have noticed that, Valerie.
When you emailed me on that, the first thing I did was call the webmaster, and he confirmed that they were there. So it's not that we don't listen to when the remnant calls and lets us know that there's a problem. I mean, it's our desire to put all of this stuff out. Like I said, you got limited funds and you got limited time, but if there's something we can do to...
You could have emailed me and let me know that. That would have been great. But anyway, that's all.
I think I did, Val. I can find it, and I'll try to resend it to you.
Okay. Thank you all. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Valerie.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
The other thing could be maybe it's a local IP blockage at a server.
We have sure seen that. We've had people, you know, most libraries will block anything and everything to do with our websites. And you're right, Tim, there are, we see instances.
Yeah, and even some of the internet service providers we've had where, like,
yes.
Comcast in certain areas blocked our sites, and also that Verizon in some areas, they were... Blocking a lot of our stuff.
Let me just get this out real quick. If you send me an email at Ramrod, I answer every one of them. So if you haven't got a response from it, then you need to look and see if you got something in junk mail or if it's being blocked. And one of the brethren that's on this ministry had to change his email address because he wasn't getting anything from SFAW or anything to do with SFAW. So I just want to make 100% sure that people understand if you send an email, I don't blow it off. And if you send a letter, I'm sorry, I am way behind on mail. But if it's something that needs to be addressed immediately, send it to that SFAW or send it to Richard, and he'll forward it to me.
Amen.
But we never not answer an email.
Yeah, we do. We certainly do our best to do that. Well, guys, we're out of time. We thank you all for joining us. Again, we invite you to church tomorrow morning. Go to scripturesforamerica.org. At 10 a.m. Mountain, click on the live video stream. And you can join us there at church and also right here on the same shortwave frequency. So hopefully we'll see you there, men. Thanks again for joining us this morning for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Rolling, 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 stay high. This country stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever. Knowing the king is by our over, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our eyes.
Move them out, head them up, big high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, round them out. Ride them out, ride them more.
Big high.
Ha!
Ha!
Keep moving, moving, moving. Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more, snake hide.
Move it, move it, move it. Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating,